Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Waymaker. Miracle worker. Light in the darkness. That is who you are. Father, we give your name the praise this morning, the honor and the glory. For your name deserves all of the praise. I got the feeling that right now this morning, we got a few people out there that would like to just give God the honor and the praise that he deserves. Yeah, let's give it up. Let's give it up for the Lord. Yes. Let's give it up for the Lord. Yes, yes. Good morning, beautiful people. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Before we get started this morning, I want you all to keep Sister Ann Tenen in your prayers. She had surgery last week, and it was a very successful surgery. Ain't God grand? Yeah, yeah. So, and I want to tell you that she said thank you in advance. Yeah, she said thank you in advance. Also, we want to keep Bishop Cates in our prayers. She lost a brother, and she went down Saturday to do his eulogy. So please keep her and her family in your prayers. If you get a chance, give her your condolences. Amen. All right, this morning, we're going to sing a hymn, Because He Lives. Because He Lives. Thank you. because he lives. Amen. I can face tomorrow. We're going to call on Reverend Cook to come up and read us a scripture. And then followed by Deacon Woods, we're going to ask him to come up and bless us with a prayer this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Hope everyone is feeling blessed and well this morning, for it is another day that the Lord has given us the opportunity to get it right.
Yes.
At least to do the best that we can.
Yes.
And he'll do the rest.
Yes, he will.
I'm going to read Psalms 13, verses 1 through 6. And it reads, I'm going to read Psalms 14. That's what it seems like he wants me to read. Verses 1 through 7. And it reads, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. That is the word of God for the people of God. May he add a blessing to his read word.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly and most merciful Father, we come unto you this morning, oh dear God. We want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Heavenly Father, because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, I want you to right now to just come into this service, oh, dear God, in a mighty and a special way.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, I want you to right now touch this church,
mm-hmm.
that the unity of this church will be what you would have it to be. Oh, dear God, I want to thank you this morning for this praise team, oh, dear God. In a mighty and a special way. That they'll keep singing the songs of Zion and doing the things that you had them to do. Oh, dear God, I want to right now just say thank you. Oh, dear God, this morning I want to say unto you, oh, dear God, that there's out there that don't know the words of prayer. Oh, dear God, that you will touch them this morning in a mighty and a special way. Be with those that are out there in the liquor houses and the drug houses. Oh, dear God, be with these young black men out here that are killing each other.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, dear God, touch them in a mighty and a special way. That they will stop doing what they are doing to one another. Oh, dear God, I want you right now this morning to touch the pastor of this church and his family, oh, dear God, in a mighty and a special way. In the name of Jesus this morning, we want to just say thank you again.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, dear God, this morning, I want you to be with each and every officer of this church, oh dear God, in a mighty and a special way. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning, I want you to go down on the prison camp road. Touch those that are down there that don't know the pardon of their sins this morning, oh dear God, in a mighty and a special way. Oh, dear God, I want to this morning just say thank you again. But it's not enough that we can't say thank you enough, oh, dear God. We can keep saying thank you, but we can't say thank you enough. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want you to this morning just thank you for that newborn baby that you sent, oh, dear God, for us, that we may be and do what you'll have us to do. Oh, dear God, this morning, those that are out there that are foolish, you said call no man a fool. But, dear God, but those that are out there that don't know and don't understand and don't believe that you are for real, oh, dear God, touch them in a mighty and a special way. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning, I want to give these words in your name's sake. Let us all say amen. 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 And amen. Amen.
Just a couple of announcements before we move on. Women's Day is the second Sunday in October. And it was decided that each one was going to give $100. Just want to remind you of that, to keep it in your mind, in the forefront, not the back, in the forefront of your mind. Also, yesterday we met for the last time before the outreach. The outreach is actually next Saturday from 10 to 2 at Deep Creek Baptist Church. We finalized everything and took the donations and everything up there. There's bukus of clothes. We have, with the donation that was given, we came up with $245. With that $245, with what we were to supply, we purchased hot dogs, chili, and school supplies. Still have to go out and get a few other things for it, as well as going to purchase some non-perishable food items with it. Which after getting those things, the remaining balance would be about $120. And just a reminder or to ask if anybody would like to donate, feel free. And in the beginning, the church was asked if they could put forth $500 towards the donation. And each church was tasked with that. So once the remaining supplies and things that will be purchased this week for the outreach, that should leave about $120. And if the church, if possible, could add the remaining balance to make it up to $500, which I think, if my math's correct, about $380, then we'll have our goal that we were supposed to reach. And we still need volunteers for Saturday morning. We're going to meet at 8 o'clock to start getting everything prepared for everyone that's going to come out. And if anyone would like to volunteer and spend a little time, you don't have to spend the whole day, spend a little bit of time, whatever you feel like you can do, if you can, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Thank you.
holding on. Yeah. I'm gonna on that good old. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God that
taketh away the sins of the world. So good to be in your presence today. So good that God has blessed us one more time to thank him for his goodness and his mercy. One more time to see our brothers and sisters, amen, to celebrate God, the blood running warm in your veins, amen, the activities of your limbs, amen. Even in danger, God is still in the blessing business, amen. So this morning, I'm not going to tarry long. I'm going to do what God said do. Invite your attention again back to the book of Matthew chapter 7, amen. I pray last week that you went back and read that for yourself. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, I will begin reading at verse 15. That's Matthew chapter 7, I will begin reading at verse 15. You should already have your bookmark there. Amen. Preacher, ain't it something when you're preaching, God give you something, people won't even go back. Amen. And highlight the Bible. Amen. Got a Bible apps. Amen. On your phone where you can call up the scripture. Amen. And come right up. You should always have a word, amen, right at your fingertips. Matthew's Gospel, the 7th chapter, and the 15th verse, it reads thus, but beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening and wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns, or figs or thistles? Even so, every tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Ooh, man, that's a powerful text there, ain't it? Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I just yield my body and my members to you, Lord, to use me as your vessel to speak to your people, God, broken and God, even stained, God, but yet somehow you, through your Holy Spirit and power, can cleanse and use who and what you want. Pray, God, now that your people will be strengthened, those who are listening by phone, those who may be online, and those who are in our presence. Pray, God, that you will bless, strengthen, heal, deliver, and set free. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew in us a right spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, let the faithful of God say amen. Beware. Beware of false prophets. Yeah, they're going to come to you in sheep clothes. But inwardly, they are someone else. I want to take the same subject, part two. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a book by its cover. First thing I want to tell you that the reason you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, because everything is not always what it seems. You'll examine a person's life and you'll think that because they are successful, that God is smiling on them. That's not necessarily true. The man with the briefcase and the good job and beautiful home and beautiful car may be struggling inwardly because they don't have a relationship with God. And yet you can see another person, blue-collar worker, struggling, not driving as good as the white-collar worker, amen, not eating as good, but yet he's thankful, he's satisfied with what God has given him. And then every time he comes in your midst or your presence, you feel the presence of God. How do you know a wolf in sheep clothes? A wolf in sheep clothes. A wolf in sheep clothes basically is someone who's really not what they seem. They are a pretender. They are a hypocrite. Amen. A wolf in sheep clothing can be real, real smooth. Amen. A wolf in sheep clothing can be on your job. Amen. A wolf in sheep clothing can be your coworker right beside you who you are telling all your business. Amen. And don't realize they are not a sheep, but they're really a wolf in sheep clothing, amen. It may be somebody in your family, amen, who, that's why people are afraid to go to family reunions now, because you all are afraid, not of the sheep, but y'all are afraid that the wolf is going to be there. I wish I had somebody. The wolf is in the family, amen. But what's sad about it is that the wolf is even in the church, in the household of God, the household of faith, where you would think that a wolf would not be there. But a wolf is there, amen. Wolves in the pulpit,
wolves on the deacon board, wolves on the trustee board, wolves on the door with programs in their hand calling themselves ushers, but they're just wolves, amen. Wolves in the finance committee, they ain't nothing but wolves, amen. Wolves just all over the church, amen. But how do you know a wolf, amen? How do you know a wolf, Mr. Rodney? You know a wolf because a wolf wants to do what a wolf wants to do. A sheep wants to do what God wants the sheep to do. Even though a sheep may go astray, a sheep will eventually come back after the shepherd goes and gets the sheep. But a wolf is a pretender. A wolf never wants to be in your fold. They just want you to think they're in your fold. Let me back up and say it like this so I can get somebody to come and go with me before I go to the house. I'm trying to tell you that some folks are wolves and you think they're a sheep and they slide up close to you, amen, so they can get close enough to you to devour you. Yeah. They don't want to help you. They want to devour you. That's a wolf, amen. A wolf want to get in your business. A wolf want to get in your money, amen. A wolf ain't nothing but a wolf, amen. What's a wolf? Bernie Madoff was a wolf. Bernie Madoff was a Ponzi scheme person. Bernie Madoff was somebody who other people trusted with their money, amen. And he was supposed to invest in people's money so that when they got old enough to retire, they would have money enough to live on and then money enough to pass down to their children and their children's children's children. But Bernie Madoff took their money and lived good off their money, amen. Bernie Madoff did all these things because Bernie Madoff was a wolf. What happened? How did the wolf get close enough to get to somebody's money? Bernie Madoff made everybody think that he took his gift and his talent, because that's what a wolf does, and he began to exploit the people. Now, before I name some more wolves, let me tell you that the wolf characteristic is not bad. Let me say this over here. The wolf characteristic is not bad. You say, well, preacher, how can you say that? I can say that because God created a wolf just like he created a man. So there are some characteristics in a wolf that you ought to have. Amen. A wolf is intelligent. A wolf is strong. A wolf running a pack. And inside that pack, that wolf does his job. Amen. But it's funny how sheep won't do their job. Amen. You have to prod sheep to do their job. But a wolf gonna do what the wolf does within the pack so that the pack can survive. That's a wolf. Amen. Who else is a wolf? Catholic priests are wolves. They are wolves in sheep clothes. Those who have had garbs on, religious garb, who had the religious book, amen, who had the religious look, and what did they do? They exploited young children, amen, and raped them sexually, amen, and exploited them. That's a wolf in sheep clothes. A wolf hiding behind the cross. A wolf hiding behind the Bible. Ain't nothing but a wolf. That's why I'm trying to tell you, you ought to beware. Let me give you this word. It's called discern. Be very careful who you are around. It don't take much to find out who a wolf is. Have you ever been in a crowd and everything was going good and all of a sudden a wolf came and then everybody else was laughing and skinning and grinning with the wolf and you standing back looking because something inside of you don't feel right because you don't trust that person. You don't trust them because they ain't nothing but a wolf. Lord have mercy. Bernie Madoff, wolf. Catholic priests, wolves. Jordan Belfort was a wolf. Jordan Belfort was a salesman, amen. He became rich. He became famous. And his slogan in stocks was pump it and dump it. In other words, you go ahead and you promote this stock, and as soon as everybody invests in the stock, you close out on the stock, you cash in on the stock, and you take all your money while people are still feeding their money, amen, like people that go play the lottery, they just keep on feeding it, and they keep on feeding it, and they keep on feeding it, and they're right, and that's what they do, and then people run off with the money. That's what Jordan Belfort did. He was, and then not only that, Jordan Belfort said it like this. He said, get them on the hook. Once you get somebody on the phone and start promoting the stock, what you do is you don't let them get off the phone until they either die or buy. Let me say that again. Jordan Belfort didn't care about nobody. He didn't care as long as you did what he wanted you to do. And that's what a wolf is. A wolf is dominant. A wolf will take over. Y'all ever seen a wolf? Amen. A CEO is a wolf. So all wolves are not bad. God put that characteristic in us to be able to survive. I wish I had somebody. Y'all know that people will push your button. And every now and again, the wolf will come out. Ain't that right? And you'll get folks to back up off of you. you, because the regular whoop don't come out. Because if you push me hard enough for my family and my children and my church and my God, the whoop ain't going to come out. The werewolf going to come out. Y'all come together, right? A wolf. Wolf, wolf, wolf has malicious intent. A wolf, canine lupus, a cousin to a dog. That's why you can't trust all dogs, amen. I know people love dogs, I love dogs, but if you push the wrong dog the wrong way, that dog gonna do what? That dog gonna bite you, ain't that right? Because that's the wolf part of the dog, amen. But a dog, if you treat a dog right, they'll come and lay down at your feet, they'll lick you, amen. They're faithful to the end, a dog. But a dog, if you push him far enough, you will forget that he's kin to a wolf. He got teeth like a wolf, ears like a wolf. He'll bite you like a wolf. He'll growl at you like a wolf. Because he's trying to let you know, I'm not a person, I'm a dog, amen. And that's what a wolf does. You try to make a wolf a sheep, a wolf can't be a sheep. A wolf can fake like he's a sheep to get close to the sheep. But he'll let you know sooner or later, he's a wolf. John chapter 10, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. That's right. He said, I am not only the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the gate to the sheep pen. Don't nobody get in here. Amen. If you climb up any other way, you are a thief and a robber. But now we are, as the people of God, we have allowed everybody to come in the church. All kinds of ways. Come as you are. No, you can come, but you can't come as you are. Because you can't set up in the church. Come as you are. You, some of the stuff we do at the house, you wouldn't dare do in the house of the Lord. So you can't come as you are. So sheep act like wolves sometimes. A sheep is slick, amen. A sheep does the same thing. You think that they all in for God, and a sheep will do whatever a sheep want to do. If you don't keep the sheep in the pen, the sheep will wander away, amen. You got to have a good shepherd to bring the sheep back. But the wolf joins the church. Amen. This is what he do, Brother Jeff. The wolf joins the church. Let me say it again. The wolf joins the church. The wolf looks like sheep, act like sheep, talk like a sheep until you push that wolf's butt. You know why? Because a wolf is only out for himself. Now let me go ahead on and make it real for you. A wolf in the pulpit will preach what he want to preach to make people come to him or to come to her. Amen. And make it a legalistic gospel. In other words, you can't be saved unless you do this and unless you do that. And basically a wolf will have you following their rules. But a shepherd, a true under shepherd of God, will tell you that there's no other way unto heaven but by him, Jesus. A true shepherd will tell you to turn from your wicked ways and turn to him that can save your soul. A false prophet and a wolf will tell you all about how to take care of your body. It'll tell you all about how to take care of your mind. Mark 8 said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Go ahead on and keep on working on how that's going to fall out anyway. Keep on dining and frying, it's still going to turn gray if you ain't got no copper in your body. But you can do just like me. I don't care, as long as my insides are straight with God, I'm all right. Because when I get to the Lord, I want to know, is my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I don't believe God going to ask me about my hair. I don't believe God going to ask me what my IQ is. I believe God going to ask me, did you follow the dictates of my son? Did you believe it? Did you treat your neighbor right? Were you a wolf or were you a sheep? Wolves in sheep clothes. Paul in Galatians 3 has been preaching the gospel. People had been coming to the Lord. And all of a sudden, the wolves came in the church. If you read the text, it'll say, beware of dogs, amen. But I just told you that a wolf is kin to a dog, amen. You can take a dog and domesticate him, but you can't domesticate no wolf. So, a wolf will get in, amen. And Paul said, who has bewitched you, O foolish Galatian? Have you ever seen folk in your family that was acting all kinds of ways? And then all of a sudden, they got straight, but then flipped that thing. Have you ever seen people in the church, on your job, amen, in your family, who they are doing well, and all of a sudden, they get with the wrong crowd? Because don't fool yourself, baby. Evil communication, yeah, will corrupt good manners. If you keep hanging around with somebody,
a sheep running a flock. Amen. And everybody choose the flock together so we can act like God. But wolves run in a pack. Amen. And that's what they want to do. But hey, I tell you something. That wolves, I told you, are intelligent. Wolves are builders. And wolves do things. Amen. For the pack to flourish. But wolves got a certain rule. Only the alpha male and female can mate. Let me say it again. Only the alpha female and male can mate within a pack. Amen. And then you have those, especially the female wolves. I don't know what she feels like, her biological clock is ticking. But what she'll do is she'll leave the flock. Amen. And start looking for somebody like her. Amen. But it tells me in my study that a wolf like that is what you call a lone wolf. A lone wolf is dangerous. A lone wolf will attack you. Have you ever seen folk in family when they're happy, in church they're happy, but all of a sudden they get isolated? Because that's what COVID-19 doing. People say people are crazy. No, people are isolated, amen. People are getting lonely, amen. People are getting tired, amen. And they begin to show you who they really are because they don't have the love. They don't have the companionship. So now they get dangerous. So the lone wolf is real dangerous. She'll eat you up, amen. She guards her territory. She protects what's hers, amen. But a sheep don't have to worry about it. Y'all know why? Because the Lord protects the sheep of the shepherd, amen. If you are like me and trust the Lord, amen, the Lord will feed you. Won't he feed you? The Lord will take a couple of dollars, amen, and stretch it, amen. Well, one person got a whole lot of money, and they don't get no peace and no rest, and somebody ain't got nothing but a few dollars, but they thankful, and they lay down and lock their door and shut the ADT, amen. Going to sleep knowing that God will provide. A wolf protects his own territory because he don't have a shepherd. But the sheep have a shepherd. Let me say it to you like this. Don't let somebody pull the wool over your eyes. Yeah, that's called letting somebody trick you. Talking to Brother Dale yesterday, and I tell you that a sheep produces wool, amen. And on their hair, then they being shed, amen. Also, the other thing of a sheep is they are there not only for wool, but they are there for food, amen. Everybody can slaughter a sheep, amen, and make some sheep steaks. Y'all got what I'm saying to you? But you got to be careful because the terminology that pulling the wool over your eyes is like this. I just told you that the wool comes from a sheep. And this is what the wolf will do. The wolf will take what you have and make you destroy your own self. Let me say it again. A wolf will come in and pretend that they're in love with you. That's a wolf, amen. And just trying to get close to you to get some things that you have. That's a wolf. A wolf will come into church, amen, not because they want to save souls, not because they want to pray for somebody, not because they want the will of God done. They come in because they want their own will done. You can tell a wolf preacher anytime you want to, because a wolf preacher never tells you to go to Christ, amen, the solid rock for which we stand. But a wolf preacher say, come unto me. No, I say go unto him, amen. Look to the hills for which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord. Then don't worry about it. Keep on doing what you're doing. If you're doing right, keep on doing right. If you're making a few mistakes, that's all right. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Just keep on doing right. Let the wolves keep on doing what the wolves are doing. Because this text tells me that you shall know them by their fruits. So they're not going to be able to fool you because they're going to act a certain way and you're going to know they don't belong to God. But then it says, even so, every good tree bringing forth good fruit. Amen. That's how you know. And a bad tree gonna bring forth bad fruit. Amen. Bad people can't act good, but only for a certain while. Amen. And after a while, their bad characteristics gonna come out. I don't care what they got. I don't care what position they hold. If they are not of God, sooner or later, you gonna find out who they are. Amen. I wish I had somebody. Then it says that not only that, every tree that bringing forth good fruit or not good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. Said that Jesus was walking by a fig tree, and the fig tree had leaves on it. Looked just like what it was supposed to be, but y'all know what happened. The fig tree didn't have no figs on it. The figs didn't have no fruit on it. The figs didn't do what it was supposed to do. The Bible says that people that act like that, they can talk God, they can act like God, they can look like God, but there's going to come a day when you got to go to the narrow gate and the straight gate, or the wide gate, or the broad gate. I wish I had somebody. You either got your foundation built on a rock, or you got your foundation built on a sand. If your foundation is built on money, that's sand, because money will leave you. If your foundation is built on people, people will turn on you. People will talk about you. People will betray you. But my God will never leave you, and my God will never forsake you. Amen. Build your house on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hands. People are not living right. Don't worry about them. They're going in the fire. I heard everybody arguing about the president. Said that the president knew about coronavirus. And he kept it secret, amen, and that everybody, you know, that he was wrong. I tell you that everybody around him was wrong. See, I'm not the president, so I can't judge him, amen. I don't know what I would have done, amen. If I had found out something like that, I probably would have put all the protocols in check and safety for the people. But I don't know whether or not I would have did what he did and not tell nobody, or I would have told somebody. But the man that wrote the book talking about President Trump, he's a wolf too, ain't that right? I wish I had somebody. If he knew about it, why didn't he say something about it? Because the man said that that's how evil get out, when good men sit back and do nothing. Ain't it something how people in the church, good men and good women, sit back and watch the devil take over God's church? Oh, ain't no problem in that. Good men and good women sit back and watch the devil take over their house, take over their children, take over their grandchildren, take over their great-grandchildren, and run your house like it's their house. Hey, nothing but a war. Don't worry about it. 1 Corinthians 6 says that a person that defrauds their brother shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 2 Timothy 3 and 9 said, don't worry about it. Deceivers today are doing what they're doing. They're deceiving people, but they are also being deceived. The Bible says, but they shall not prosper. They're going to get caught in their deception. Amen. 2 Timothy 3 and 6 says that false preachers, false prophets, amen. Y'all know what they do? They pretend to be men of God, and they sneak, Paul told Timothy. What they do is they sneak in the house of silly, gullible women, amen. And then they do their business because they are not of God. I got to go when I tell you this. The question is asked, who can change your nature? Whatever you're going through today, you can't change it, but my God can change it. If you'll give God your trouble, give God your trial, give God your tribulation, and step back and watch God work that thing out for you. If you're writing, write this one down and go back and read it. Jeremiah 13 and 23 asked the question, can a leper change his spots? And then it asked the question, can an Ethiopian change his skin? Huh? No, they can't. Now, I give you the answer to it. No, they can't. But God is the one that can change your nature. God is the one that can change your situation. God is the one that can heal your body. God is the one that can feed you. God is the one that can do all things. One of these days, the Lord's going to do it. Till that time, I'm telling you, don't judge a book by its cover. But beware. Beware. Beware of false prophets. Beware of wolves in sheep clothing. One of these days, the Lord's going to fix it. I'm gone. Isaiah 11 and 6 said one of these days the wolf gonna lay down with the lamb. Sin is in the world right now. If a wolf was up there and a sheep was down there, it wouldn't be long. The wolf goes, if the sheep's in, he gonna flee, amen. If he's stupid, he gonna walk toward the wolf. The wolf gonna do one or two things. He ain't gonna turn back and go away, because a wolf marks their territory. A wolf will look at the sheep. He going to either run and eat the sheep and devour the sheep. Amen, somebody. He going to wait till the sheep get close enough, and he going to grab him in his teeth. I got to go when I tell you this story from Aesop's Fable. In Aesop's Fable, Brother Jeff, it said that there was a wolf who tried to fool the shepherd. Lillian, don't you know that when that wolf tried to feed the fool the shepherd, that he dressed up in some wool, amen. And then he snuck in at night in the pen. And when the shepherd left, he come out of his skin. He was getting ready to eat the sheep. But y'all know what happened? He didn't realize, Brother Richard, that the shepherd was coming back that night. And while he was getting ready to do his dirt, it said that the shepherd showed up to get some meat. And y'all know what happened? He died Just like the sheep who gave up their meat as a sacrifice, so did he die. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't have to worry about it. Don't sacrifice yourself, because Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has already taken away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has already suffered. He's already bled. He's already died. And I know you're looking at what's going on, amen. But you got to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. You got to learn to trust God, to know that he's on the throne, and everything he said he's going to do, he's already doing it. He's already working it out, because he's separating sheep from the goat, the wheat from the tares. God is doing the separating. Everything is not always what it seems. Judas, a thief and a wolf. But Peter was a wolf too. Peter was arguing with Jesus, fussing with Jesus, telling Jesus what to do. He wasn't nothing but a wolf. But y'all know the difference, that one day Peter laid it down. He said, Lord, if it be you, on the water, bid me to come. I'm gone when I ask somebody who's not afraid to let folk know that you didn't know who Jesus was. Stop trying to get it right, because you can't get it right. It's not about what you do or what you don't do, but it's about who you believe in. Because my God can take your life and change your whole life around. He can create in you a new spirit. He can create in you a new way. And if somebody would tell the truth now, back in the day, if somebody said something to you, you might throw these up. You might reach in your pocket. You might do one of these right here. But now you look at them, you say, ain't they sad? Amen. You begin to pray for them. You begin to ask God to touch them. If folks talk about you, they think you don't know that they're sneaking around. But then you just go ahead on and let God have the show. Watch what God does. If there's somebody here, you need prayer, Brother Woods is right here. I want you to come. Keep your social distance. But if you need prayer, step outside your car. I need you to step outside your car, because the Bible says where two or three are gathered, the Lord will be in the midst. And what's sad is some of y'all going to stay in your car, because the wolf already told you can't get out your car. The wolf ain't even whipped you in the car, but they got your mindset so messed up that you can't even pray for yourself. That ain't nothing but a wolf. Then again, as I look around, you might be a wolf. Look at your neighbor and ask them, are you a wolf? Look at the other neighbor and ask them, are you a wolf? You got to be able to do what I call discerning the spirit. You got to know whether a person's intent is good or a person's intent are evil. How do you know? People that love God will walk by his word, will walk by his book. Y'all know what else? Sheep, we can argue, we can fuss, we can fight. Ain't that right? Fall out in a church meeting. And then you disagree with me, I disagree with you. We come to what we call a meeting of the minds to agree to disagree. Because that's how a wolf gets you when you won't cooperate with each other. A wolf will slide in. But if you just go head on and trust God, listen to me. Because you can fall out with somebody, two sheep can fall out. And y'all know what? Next thing, Reverend Lamont, we at Texas Roadhouse, ain't that right? Breaking yeast rolls. We didn't agree on nothing. But we love each other enough to where we're going to stay together until we get it right. A wolf will try to make you leave your habitat so he can take over what's yours. You don't believe me? Let a wolf stay in your house long enough. And the wolf ain't paying no bills. And the wolf ain't paying no mortgage. And the wolf don't pay the light bill. And the wolf don't bring no food. But the wolf don't tell you what to do. Oh, I'm going to make you mad before I leave. The church is the same way. Folk that give a dollar or no dollars. Folk that come or don't come are the ones who are always trying to tell the church what they ought to do. Disappear from the church and go somewhere, and folks stay put and fight and scuffle and try to make God's house a house of prayer and not a den of thieves. And that person will leave and stay gone, and the church will stay standing, and then they'll come back and fall in line like everything all right. It ain't all right, wolf. Get on over in that corner and eat you some kibbles and bits. Drink some water. You ain't all right. Wolf. Y'all got me now? So how you know that you belong to God? You love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. love your neighbor as yourself. Love don't mean you don't tell folk off. Sometimes you just got to be there with folk. Don't stop trying to fix what they're going through and just listen. Just listen. Because sometimes y'all need the same thing. Isn't that right? Y'all need somebody just to listen. That's why I love the Lord. Go to the garden alone. Can't hear Ms. Leon saying it? Go to the garden alone where the dew is still on the rose. Ain't that right? Huh? And the Lord is there. And the joy we share as we tarry there, Sister Angel, none ever will ever be told. Why? Because he walks with me, Sister Donald. He talks to me, Sister Queenie. Tells me I'm his own, Deaconess Pearl. That's what the Lord does. Right here, if you need prayer, I want you to talk to the Lord for yourself. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for your community. Pray for your friends. And watch these wolves in sheep clothing. 196,000 people are dead in this country. People are still getting sick and people are still dying. Some folk taking off their masks, won't wear no masks, don't care if I'm sick, I make you sick, it don't make me no difference. That ain't nothing but a wolf. If I love you, I'm going to take care of you. Y'all got quiet right there. Must be some wolves looking at you. I'm getting ready to go. Don't judge a book by its cover. Y'all hear me? Because there are people that need to be saved. Black people, African Americans, bad ideas, bad ideology. Just because they got the same skin as you, don't make them what right. Caucasians, some mad, hateful, still fighting, some good as gold. Can't judge a book by its cover. Asians, the same way. Need God, you hear me? That's why we decided to come together. I lift up, and I go get ready to pray. I lift up Pastor Fargus up the road. Different culture, different type preacher. He's a straight shooter. I wish I had somebody. He don't mind saying it, right? He'll say what he got to say. But guess what, y'all? He loved the Lord. Pastor Dan down the road, humble man, good man, smart man. Law enforcement, retired, put his uniform up. Went down to see him, had the first meeting, and all this trouble was going on with the police. Y'all know what he did. He started talking to us about it and apologized. And I said, you ain't got to apologize. And he broke down and he cried. See, a wolf will cry crocodile tears, but a sheep will cry real tears. That's their heart was broken. Because he can understand if we all Christians, why we can't get along. Man, y'all gonna be all right after a while. Stop judging a book by its cover. I don't care if you got a flag or no flag. You still need Jesus. American flag, you need Jesus. Confederate flag, you need Jesus. You can fly the flag of Africa, you still need Jesus. Japanese flag, you need Jesus. Money in your pocket, you need Jesus. If you get sick, that money ain't gonna help you. You need Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our heads and our hearts to you. Thank you, God, for being so merciful, so kind, so good, so peaceful. Thank you, God, for being a bridge over troubled water. Thank you, O God, that because of you, we didn't lose our minds. What we are going through, teach us. On the battlefield in danger. Ask you, God, to bless them and to cover them. Business owners who are forced to open up knowing that sickness is out here, yet, God, they still have to eat. God, churches, those of us who want to come back into your house, lift up holy hands and celebrate you. Yet, God, we don't want to be foolish and be sick, and we don't want to do it outside of your timing. God, I ask you to bless every person under the sound of my voice. Not my prayer, but the prayer that they have been praying and talking to you about, the ways that they want to change and the things they want to accomplish, God. I know that you can, and I know that you will. And Father, my prayer for your people is this. Unlike the wolf, it's not my will. But Lord, let thine will be done. Father, we ask you to bless every community, every town, every hamlet. Forgive us for how we mistreated each other in the past. But let us acknowledge, God, that we have mistreated each other. But from this day forward, God, give us a new walk and a new talk. To treat our neighbor right. To treat our friends right. To treat our brothers and sisters right. So that nobody will be without food. Nobody will be without shelter. Even Jesus said, the poor you have with you always. But Lord, you didn't say we didn't have to stop trying to help them. God, I ask you to bless Arches Grove, United Church of Christ. God, continue to lift this church and let us be a beacon on the hill. I ask you, God, that you will strengthen every sheep and weaken every wolf. I pray, God, that you will expose the sheep for who they are, that they can do your work, do your will, God, and begin to prosper in their walk. I pray that the wolf will get sick, that the wolf will get weak, that the wolf will be exposed for who they are. God, we trust you today. God, we love you today. God, we honor you today as we pray for every preacher and every pastor who preached today. May you strengthen them and keep them, and may your word accomplish what it's sent out to do. Today, I love you, Lord. I count this prayer done by faith in Jesus' name. Let the faithful of God say amen. I'm going to say it to your church like I heard people say sometime. If somebody didn't tell you that they love you today, Reverend Thompson going to tell you that he loves you. Not from my sight. Not from where I love you. Because you are the Imago Dei. You are the glory of God. Amen. And I pray that God will open your eyes to see me and each other in his glory. The one who he created and made. That's who we are. And when we come together, before I do, think of my song.
Come on and again, church. Now, I'm going to say this morning to each and every one. Mm-hmm. Because a couple of weeks ago, there was a shooting in my house.
Deacon Woods.
Let me tell you something.
Ain't that something?
Do not be afraid to call the police, because there have been two killings in the neighborhood in which we live. And we've been there 24 years, and we've never had anything like this to happen. So let me tell you something. People say, don't call the police. Don't be afraid to call the police. Because let me tell you something. Once that bullet comes out of that barrel, you can't call it back. You can call the dog back, tell him to come back, but that bullet, once it comes out of that barrel, you can't call it to tell it to come back. These young boys, these young black kids out here, as I said in my prayer, they are killing each other. Let's stop this stuff. Let's not be afraid to talk to these kids. Let's tell these kids when they are wrong. Because the things that are happening in this world, we've never seen before in our lives, especially right here. We hear about it in other cities, in Chicago, New York, Detroit. Let's not have this to start here. Let's not be afraid to call the police. Let's call them. Because we don't know. That one bullet may be the bullet that comes through your house and hits you. So don't be afraid to call them. I've heard people say, don't call the police. I called some people in the neighborhood and asked them, did they hear yesterday of a bunch of shooting just going on, bam, 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 just going off. And I called some people in the neighborhood and asked them, did they hear it? They said they heard it. I said, well, did you call the police? They said, well, I didn't know where it was coming from. You know the police too. Call the police. I called the police. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of these young boys. They might kill me. But I'm going to tell you what. Let's call the police. I'm I'm asking us to please do that. So in Jesus' name and then in Christ's sake's name, as he said, the wolves are out here. And these young boys are killing each other.
Y'all have heard word of God. Y'all have heard a good service announcement. Amen. We need to take care of each other. We need to take care of our community. Thank you, Deacon Woods, for being brave enough to come and transparent enough to say what you have to say. Amen. That's what I want y'all to do. Let's just start telling the truth. It is what it is. Ain't that right?
Right.
As we look to the hills from whence cometh our help. My prayer for you is may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen,
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 and amen.